This recording, California 16, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was not very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed herself in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. That woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm 19 years old. I was born in Palo Alto in California, and I've lived in the Palo Alto for all of my life besides briefly in when I was 13. I lived in New York City, and then I moved back to Palo Alto, and then I have lived in Santa Monica, California for the past 8 months or so, and now I'm back in Palo Alto. The last 2 years of high school, it was a pandemic, so didn't really go out much. Graduation was like not in person, all that type of stuff. Where's my family from? Both of my parents were born and raised in the United States, speaking English. English was my first language, and I learned French in school. My mom was born and raised in Southern California, and my dad was born and raised in Queens, New York. And he has a little bit of an accent, I guess, but he doesn't speak any other languages. My mom speaks Spanish, but she learned it in school, and she minored in Spanish, I think. I don't know. There's not much more to that. I am not really exposed to many. A lot of people here speak Chinese and Japanese, so there are like, I think it was like 54% of my class at my high school was Asian, so there's a lot of Asian languages around me,